Hello, listeners. It's Future Mel here. Unfortunately, I don't have an episode ready for you this week. This week, we're transitioning to local recordings, which should mean better audio quality overall from here on out. It does mean I'm having to wrestle with the particular difficulties on that end, and also wrestling with my brain and the way that it functions and doesn't function. So instead of an episode, I'm going to, in a moment, play you the full version of one of the compositions I made for this series. And then after that, I'm going to talk for a bit about the music direction. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to. It's just something to fill what would otherwise be a gap in the schedule. Enjoy. Welcome back. So what you just heard was called The Dance, and it's the theme for Vesperia. You might have noticed from the first couple of episodes already that every character has their own theme, or at least main characters have their own theme, and most named characters have an instrument that represents them. So for example, for Vesperia, that's the cello, whereas for Tivolo, it's the flute. And for Elegant Scales, that's the piano. And then for Lorca, that's the drums, especially the timpanis, which are easier to compose music on account of the whole tone thing. I really want to have music in the series because of I wanted this to be a much more edited and produced series, not to disparage our other series, but it's more. But our main series is more of a traditional let's play. It's very at the table. It's very sociable. I cut out pretty much all of the talking and joking and chat from this series because I want it to be more of a narrative drama. I also trim down any mechanics talk, just be not and just because I want to maintain the flow while keeping a little bit of the let's play aspect of it, because that informs how it plays out. But yeah, I really want to take a lot of my direction from like radio drama and more produced let's plays, things like The Adventure Zone, which is obviously much more heavily edited down and had all that beautiful music direction, which I think brought a lot of us into the realm of Let's Plays. So all of the music is composed by me for the show, as it says in the credits, because it is a lot of work. It's at least as much work as editing, at least so far, though hopefully that'll be less work in the future now that I've got the character, now that I've got the character themes down. And it's been interesting learning to compose because I am what Ben affectionately refers to as a music jock, that is to say, a vocalist. So is Ben. And we don't know theory. We don't have to know theory. You just make the sound with your body. You don't have to be a nerd and study things and I can barely even sight read at all. So it's been real cool and interesting learning to do this. I actually played the cello for about at least 5 years of my life. And yeah, I can still barely sight read. I don't know hardly any theory. I have had to teach myself some theory, but essentially anything that's very monophonic has probably come from me just thinking of a tune in my head and then bashing at the piano until it comes out right, which sometimes doesn't happen, particularly because sometimes what I want is for the timing to be kind of funky and everything is played straight out of MuseScore's built-in synthesizer. So I had to scrap an entire composition for Tivolo and replace it pretty much entirely because I couldn't make the... because I couldn't make MuseScore do a little catch and come in slightly late on the beat, because it needs to come in slightly late. It doesn't. That's not how computers work. So yeah, but things that are more polyphonic especially, I probably was sat there on websites going, how to make polyphony sound good? What are chord progressions? So that's been a learning experience. But I feel like I've got good music out of it mostly. I send a lot of my compositions to the inimitable Leia Rose, who also did the Klingon translation that is used briefly as a Ignan prayer in our main arc. Shout out to Leia Rose. Who reassures me and tells me that it's good and fun and nice to listen to. So yeah, I'll talk a little bit more about this piece specifically, because this is quite short still. Vesperia gets the cello and they get a waltz, because the Spiderlands is at least the view of the Spiderlands that outsiders get, and Vess's own background is very refined, very genteel. So having that waltz and having it on the cello gives a very chamber music feel to it. And if you've read the books, you'll know that the spiders refer to the general life of espionage and intrigue and backstabbing and seduction as the dance. So having that waltz kind of brings that home. And particularly what you have is two lines where one takes the melody and the other plays harmony, and then they switch, although that's not as obvious just listening to it play back, because of course they sound very similar. I don't know how well that came out. Let me know on Twitter, hashtag CoAppCast. Yes. Please do use the hashtag. It would make me feel so appreciated. Yeah, so having that and having them weaving between each other, I feel like really emphasizes their relationship with home, which is kind of embodied by Hollis, who is kind of the voice of the other cello in this piece, because that's quite a central theme for them. And yeah, that's really all I have to say about the music direction today. Thanks for listening. Bye.